Morgan Leake has, well, done all of you a favour. He's created a website that tells you where you can find the cheapest pints of Swanee D across Fremantle. A few of you hoping that that maybe gets extended to across Perth and WA. Morgan, thanks for joining us for a chat. How are you going?
Yeah, really good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Just before we get into it, how many Swanee D's do you think you've put back over the journey?
I mean, that's the fun thing about doing this is you kind of have to do the research and get out there and find the prices.
So was that the motivation? It just gave you an excuse.
It wasn't the motivation originally, but it kind of was a nice driving force once I started to do it. Even once I knew some of the cheapest prices, just finding an expensive pint was kind of exciting because it's a different thing to add to the site. It's great.
Yeah, right. So where did the idea come from?
I think originally... my partner, she'd stumbled across a great special that the Sale and Anchor were having 1 month, which was just $8 pints for the whole month. And I just had no idea. And there was all these other pubs doing these happy hours around Frio. And I was like, you know, like some of these discounts are really, really good. And it's just good to, if I could just have a price list that was live and I could see when the happy hours are happening and when they're coming up, that would kind of probably end up saving a bit of money and just be like a really nice thing. Kind of a bit niche, but it seemed like a really fun project to do.
Right. So it's live. How often is it updated?
Well, like, I mean, people tell me when there's price changes, I will update prices when they change. The prices themselves will update throughout the day automatically as, you know, happy hours start and end. And
right.
Those things will jump to the top of the list if they're cheaper than something else.
Okay. Was it difficult to put together?
Well, no, not really. I kind of, I often have ideas like this and I will overcomplicate them. With this one, I kind of really set myself a really small amount of time and kept it really simple. And I, you know, was lucky enough that I kind of did that. And then I told a few people about it and they were really excited and they kind of started sending me some prices and stuff too. So it kind of just went really naturally well and it wasn't too much work, which was nice.
Right. So you've got it for Frio at the moment. The big question is, when are you rolling it out for the rest of Perth?
I mean, hopefully soon. I really want to. It's like I said, like I think I kept it simple at first just because then I knew I'd be able to get it done. I've already started working on like out of a revision 2, which is I'm going to add a second beverage to the site soon, which should be up in the next week. And then after that, I'm going to start adding further away locations. And also just, I guess that means giving people the ability to choose where they are and see what's actually local to them because you don't want to see a giant Perth size list of pints around Perth. You want to see what's close to you.
Right.
So, yeah, that's all in the works at the moment. So it should be there in maybe a few weeks' time.
A second beverage, you say, Morgan. Can you tell us more?
Yeah. It's one of the, it's a popular one. It's a much, much different color to most beers. So,
I reckon I might be able to guess. Handy in the winter?
Yeah, you could have a... Yeah, it's always a big one in the winter, yeah.
Okay, all right, I won't blow your exclusive, but I reckon we can put two and two together there. It might take a little longer to pour that one as well. Hey, Morgan, yep. So I should ask, what is a pint of the good stuff going for at the moment?
At this very moment?
Yeah. Have you got it in front of you?
Yeah. Australia Hotel, you can get a $7.50 pint. They're happy hour at the moment. That's the cheapest one around town. The Nationals are a popular one because they have a everyday happy hour as well for $8. And then just also like the Ray Hotel, they have $8 all the time, every day. So, I mean, that's an amazing thing. And, you know, this has kind of been a nice thing about this is just seeing how some pubs will just really like keep prices low around Frio.
Yeah, did it surprise you a little bit about the difference? What's the most expensive pint going for?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the Norfolk Hotel holds that record with $13 for a pint of Swan. And that's obviously like a $5 difference between the Ray, for example. And I think just seeing how differently people price it, it's just been quite interesting. I think you're just so used to tapping your card when you get to the bar and not even thinking about it. And I was obviously looking every single time I made a purchase and I was just like, oh, wow, you wouldn't realize you'd be spending an extra couple of dollars every time you bought a pint somewhere compared to somewhere else, you know, maybe only 100 meters away.
So Morgan, how long's the site been up for and how many hits have you got across the journey?
It's only been up since maybe the 1st of June. I think I would have purchased the domain name then.
Okay.
It's got about, I think maybe about like 2,000 or 3,000 visitors in that time.
Okay. We're thirsty.
It's really like it just keeps ramping up. So like it was very slow to begin with, but I wasn't really telling people and some friends did some great promotion for me and it's kind of seems to really catching on now.
There you go. All right. So we're going to have another beverage going up soon. We might roll it out a little further from Freo, but across to Perth. And well, anything grander down the track, or are you just kind of happy to kind of see where this one runs?
Yeah, yeah. I think, I mean, I'll have other ideas like this, I'm sure. But I'm pretty happy with kind of just the suggestions people have given me. I've been given a heap of great ideas and thoughts and comments and stuff. And I think I want to just keep developing this as much as it can, and hopefully, like I say, open it up to other people to put in their own prices too. So, you know, it might be other drinks, it might be in different locations I've never been to. So it'd be great if just everyone can find this tool, you know, extremely helpful for them to find a cheap pint of beer, really.
There you go. Morgan, thanks for the time to have a chat. Thanks for the public service in creating this website, and we'll save a few bucks on our next pint. Good to chat.
Okay. Great. Thank you so much.
All right. That's Morgan Leake. The name, Swan Watch. So you can Google that and it'll come up pretty quickly. But Morgan Leake there, that'll be a new one, a darker beer, something that might take a little longer to settle. Perfect for this time of year. There's a few more things that Morgan will be working on. Yeah, it's good.